Hello world and welcome to a new episode of The Birds and the Bees. My name is Colin Mill here with my two co-hosts. Guys, do your thing.
Yo, it's K after death. How y'all doing? It's French.
Hey, it's your girl Harley.
And as always, this episode was brought to you by KinkyCandyOnline.com. Reminding you guys to keep it kinky. Now, I don't think we had an episode last week. I know the week before there was like 3-4 episodes that dropped in a week. And, you know, like the old days, and then it went silent for a week. So now we're back, you know, just to, you know.
Glad to be back.
And this is devotion, because we're out here in the rain, guys.
Yes, it's raining, you know. There's no time to go run out the studio, you know, and, you know, get all comfortable and stuff. We just need to meet up and record and get it out the way. So, you know, here we are. We got to give you guys, you know, you got to give you your weekly updates, you know, making sure you guys are informed every week. Now, this week we do not have our usual segments, you know, which the segment is still very young and early. But, you know, we don't have the segments of the kinky history and, you know, the tip of the day. You know, so technically this episode is an emergency episode. It's an emergency because, you know, there's been no episodes lately. So here we are with some new information for you guys. And today's episode is a very special episode. This episode is all about cassette. You know how it's Sesame Street? Mm-hmm. They're the magic, they're the word of the day or the letter of the day. So today's word of the day is consent. So, I guess if you live under a rock and don't know what the hell we mean by consent. Consent is, you know, when you get someone to agree to do something with you, you know. There's a lot of time people, you know, don't understand that, you know, you can have sex with somebody, but that don't mean that you had consent. You know what I mean? It's, you know, this episode is gonna get pretty dark at one point, y'all. I should give you the heads up at one point now.
Viewer discretion is advised.
This episode could get pretty dark because I was on the phone with somebody earlier, one of my homies. And me and her, you know, she was just telling me, she's like, yeah, so, you know, I went out with this guy. We went to brunch. We were supposed to go see a play. And then, you know, he just said, you know, maybe we can just cut all this shit out. Maybe, excuse me if you don't mind me being bold, but how about we just go back to my place and fuck? And she's like, all right, cool. And,
whoa, that was perfect.
And I told her, I was just like, you know, I'm happy, you know, because I was just in a weird space zone, you know, at the moment. I think I was just about to go to sleep, but I just woke up. But I think I was just about to go to sleep. But I was in a dark space. I was like, you know, I'm very happy and grateful that, I mean, because she gave me these phone calls a lot, you know. I get these phone calls all the time from her. So, so I'm just like, you know, I'm happy and grateful that, you know, you get the pick of the litter, you know, because, you know, there's people out here in the world who's fucking not by choice, mm-hmm. You know. And then she's like, you know, that's kind of dark. But I get what you mean.
Wow.
Because I'm over here thinking about, you know, like I said, people, this is where it gets dark. You know, I'm thinking about people getting human trafficking and, you know, people, you know, they don't get to choose which dicks get to be in them. You know what I mean? So I'm happy for all the girls who, you know, get to actually choose who they fuck, you know? It's like, hey, at least you chose those dicks, okay. You know? Not a lot of people get that choice.
You know? Not a lot of people get that decision.
I don't know
shit.
How I feel about that.
I don't know neither. Like, how do you feel about that?
I just told you.
I mean, but people are going to fuck. At least let it be people you want to fuck. You chose it and you accepted it. You know, there's a lot of people who don't, you know, get that opportunity to go, no, thank you. I would not like some dick today, sir.
Shit.
Some people don't get that choice.
Every single one of us.
So, you know, it's just like, you know, be grateful for the little things, you know. So when my friends, my homegirls call me and they're telling me they're getting all this dick, and I'm like, you know what? I'm just happy that you're choosing this, you know. It could be a lot harder out here. It could be a lot harder. And, as you know, that's what brought the idea of talking about consent today, you know, because consent, according to the National Sexual Violence Resource Center, and this is not a plug for them, we're not getting paid, it's not sponsored, but hey, if y'all listening, cut the check, but consent should be part of your interaction with others when you're texting or using social media. Although you aren't talking face-to-face, you should always just consider your actions might make another person feel and ask questions if you don't know. Yeah, get it?
Yeah.
You understand?
That's deep.
Wait. Run that by me one more time.
You should always have... Consent should be part of your interactions with others when you're texting or using social media.
Okay.
Even face-to-face, but they're talking even if you're not face-to-face. Mm-hmm. Consent should always be in a conversation. Mm-hmm. You know, there should need to be... there needs to be confirmation early on. But the confirmation of the consent early on. So, you know, both parties, right? So both parties understand what's going on. So... Example is the texting. You know, just because technology connects us 24/7 doesn't mean that your partner is always available. You know what I mean? Some people enjoy rapid fire text conversation, while others only like to text to make plans. You know, mm-hmm. So they want you to check in with your partner about how often you would like to text each other and what consider a reasonable amount of time to respond.
That's a fact.
For example, how do you feel about texting at work? I'm cool with it, but I also have a lot of downtime. You know. How do you guys feel about texting at work?
I'm with it.
You go with texting at work?
I'm perfectly fine with it.
I mean, but I know it depends on what I'm doing. Cause if I'm working,
you can't text at work.
I can't.
Why would you even try?
I'm not allowed to text at work, but I have a lot of downtime, so I can. Well, unless we're filming, I ain't. you're dead to me while I'm filming. Okay. if you're not on set. Like, you're dead to me. I don't... The outside world do not exist.
I don't know you.
The outside world do not exist when I'm filming. You know, but, you know, I guess it depends on the work situation
or
the work
day. It's easy for me to text at work. I mean, at work, for me, you're putting, like, the World Wide Web in front of me.
Uh-huh.
Best believe at some point during my day, I am on Facebook, like, what'd that person say?
Now, here's another thing about consent. You know, consent is not just about getting consent for sex. This is just even just getting consent in general from your partner. So you're like, when you're sharing things online, you know, you have to ask your partner how they feel about you sharing and tagging photos of them online. You know, talking about your relationship online.
That is true. Some people actually don't like being posted on social media. Like, not even for the fact that it's like they're trying to hide their relationship. It's just like nobody's. Got their business,
right?
You gotta
find out if they like to see what you're posting first, or if they're okay with you sharing with them without, you know, asking them all the time. Like, hey, you know, you mind if I'm posting? So I don't have to keep coming back and say, hey, but I'm about to post this one. You know, because mm-hmm. I'm gonna tell you now, I ain't got time for all that. I'm a sporadic, poster. I might post something today, then I might take it off tomorrow. You know what I mean? So, I might post something in my Instagram stories that you'll never see me actually make as an actual post. A lot of stuff shows in my stories you never see the post. You know? So, you never know. You know? But, you know, it doesn't hurt to go to your partner and say, hey, I love this picture of us on our last date. Is it okay? I posted on Instagram. You know? Some people don't do that. They just, oh, cute pic, post. And then you're just like, oh, damn. 1,000 people like that photo already? Mm-hmm. Oh, damn. Hold on now. Mm-hmm. Why do you have to do that now? Mm-hmm. also, you know, consent code goes along with sexting, you know? Because, some people are down for sexual photos and videos and messages, but, you know, not everybody's comfortable with it. And that's okay if you're not, okay?
Completely all right.
It's good reason to have concern about sharing private images and whatnot, because, you know, as someone who, you know, came up on the internet age where AIM was still a thing and, you know, we was able to send files back and forth, Right?
This reminds me how old I am.
I've done my share of sharing files that I'm like, oh God, I hope they're not floating around somewhere.
In my cyberspace.
Right?
That shit is in so much limbo until somebody was finding
it. I was never into that. Like, and to actually, like, sending pictures of myself. I always just receive the pictures.
Mm-hmm.
And I've, like, straight up told guys. Like, guys been like, so you gonna send me a picture? I'm gonna be honest with you. I don't take them. I just receive them. I just get them.
Wow.
I've gotten a lot of requests, and you know,
I
deliver a lot on those requests.
But I will tell you one thing though. I am uncomfortable. As much as I receive pictures,
uh-huh.
I am uncomfortable. Like if a guy was to like try to talk to me for the first time, and it's like we just started talking, and the first thing you do is like, hey, I wake up in the morning. Here's a dick pic. No.
Yo, is it really like that?
Yes.
Is it really
yes.
like that?
Some guys do that.
Yes. It's like, no.
Y'all, hell to those brothers, no. man.
And I'm telling you, I am.
To
sex
all those
fiend.
Brothers I am, that did it, I salute
look,
you.
But at the same time, like, we're just talking. Like, we're just getting to know each other. Like, hello would be pretty good for now. Like,
hey, smack is big today for you.
Not a video of you releasing whatever you decided to release in the morning. Like,
wow.
Yeah.
Yo.
I feel for y'all women.
I've witnessed.
Tama. Women everywhere who got to get these dick pics, you know.
So now, sometimes they ask for it. Most of the time they ask for it.
You know?
Like, yo, I'm horny right now. Yes, it has happened.
I just don't understand.
Like, show me your dick. Like, show me your vagina.
I'm sure there's a database somewhere. There's just, like, women everywhere just got a, like, a place where they just send their dick pics that they get, all their unwanted dick pics, and just a data of just dick pics everywhere and guys' names and numbers. Like, hey, here's this guy.
That's single females
Imagine.
And single men.
Right?
Shit.
There's a whole
yo,
site.
Look at this.
It's just names and dicks and numbers.
It's like, yo, I didn't like this one, but maybe you would like that one. No. I recommend this one.
Oh, he sent God. It to me, though, in a second text message, though, so
right?
Be ready.
One chick, be ready, because
he's
ready to go.
One chick was like, yo, his dick game bad, but that tongue game, though, that shit was on point.
That means she really asked
that
to them.
Yeah,
we're talking about women who just got random dick pics, and they're like, yeah.
They're just passing around pictures like, hey, you want
to There's a Facebook group of women who just share dick pics.
Here you go.
You know how I know women do share dick pics? So there's one woman that I was dealing with. She was older than me, though. I'll never forget this girl. So, or what do you call it? Now, me and her never smashed, but she just had a thing for dick pics or whatever. So she asked me to send a dick pic, you know, and she, you know, put it next to something for, you know, for scale or whatever. So I'm like, all right, I guess. Fuck it. Why not? So she had me on the phone with her one time, right? And then something happened. She's like, hold on, I gotta go on the other line. So she clicked me on the other... She go on the other line. But I think she forgot that I was on the other line. So somehow now I'm on the three-way, but I'm on mute. So I'm just like...
Wow.
So I'm like, texting her. I'm like, yo, you know I'm still on the line. And she goes, yeah, my bad. So I'm like, okay, so she knows I'm on this line. Okay.
No,
so eventually I find out later she meant I was still on the other line and I was hanging up. She didn't realize that I was on the line with them. So I'm like, and this went on for at least a good 15, 20 minutes before I realized, okay, there's no way she knows I'm still on this fucking phone. To the point where I had to get, like, text her, like, yo, I'm listening. I'm here on the phone with y'all. Because they started talking shit about girls from work. Like, I'm listening to every fucking thing. They're talking about
the
baby
thing
dead.
Is that you sat there for 15 minutes.
At first, I thought she wanted me on the line with her and wanted me to hear something. Cause she do shit like weird shit like that. So I'm like, okay, maybe she want me to hear something. Okay, so I'm waiting for the thing that she probably wanted me to hear. No, she didn't want me to hear nothing. She just didn't know I was on that line. But anyways,
wow.
So she goes into this conversation. So the girls just have to start a conversation about, you know, dick pics, and then she just starts talking about all the dick pics she has on her phone. Like, she had like a Rolodex, you know, a Pokédex of fucking dick pics. There's a whole bunch of dick pics. So when I got her on the phone, I'm like, so I'm just another collection of dick pics in your phone now. Like, we didn't even fuck. Yeah, I like, I didn't even send you those. You asked for those photos. I didn't even.
You wanna hear something funny?
What?
My best friend, rest in peace, right? Mm-hmm. Before he passed away. Babe, I swear to God, this was all before I even started dealing with shit. Let me put that
oh,
out there.
No. It's him?
So, no.
Oh, thank God.
So I literally, on every phone I had like a whole album of like dick pics. Like,
One specific person or different people?
I'm not gonna lie. It was one specific person. It was one person. But it was like literally hundreds of dick pics, videos, different shit going on. Like, alright, it's there, right? Okay. So me and Norman.
So, I'm sorry, guys. You can see Freddie's face right now. You haven't seen that show?
It doesn't matter.
You ever seen a newlywed game and the other couple, just, the other person in the relationship just find out something about the other person they didn't know? Freddie made that exact face. I'm telling you.
Baby,
I'm telling
you. Okay. All of us had a black book or some shit. Oh, damn.
So me and my best friend, right? He, mind you, he was gay, and he had his own album, right? Uh-huh. So we used to link up and sit down, and, like, I'll have, like, my Slurpee, and he'll have his, like, coffee, and we'll sit there and, like, go through each other's albums.
Yeah, I got fucking issues. Yeah, I got fucking
And
issues.
Compare, like, different. Oh, yeah, this one was worth it. Oh, no. Like, yeah. We've done it.
Oh, don't worry. Electro head shock therapy. I would find a way to get it.
I mean, I
gotta burn the image out of my head now.
I don't have an album.
I know you don't.
I don't. That's actually, we actually gotta fix that.
Dude, hold another comment. Edit this part.
Conversation.
Oh God.
My thing is, you know, most all the girls.
Carl's face.
You know, I
he's, he,
this
he's,
is not consent.
No. He looks like he's learning to accept it.
Not because I deal with girls who had like dick on their phone, and I just always wonder, just like, you know, when I was younger, I got insecure about it, like why you still need his dick pic for, you know, you don't ask for my dick pic, why you, you know, but older me is just like I just come to realize that. Like, this is how y'all entertain yourselves. Like, this is like, because it's unlike men, like, you know, when we have a naked picture on the phone, we may actually, you know, use that for material later, you know, when we buy ourselves. With y'all really don't even use it to, like, some of y'all may touch yourself looking at these photos, but a lot, you know, there's a couple of y'all who just have it just to look at this shit, but like, yeah, I remember this dick.
Yeah, legit. I'm so sad. I remember that day. Yeah. Get a smile on your face. That was a good day.
Oh, Jack, so that means. Oh, okay. That's
not. I've come to the point in my life where I started dealing with models that, you know, that a lot of them take naked pictures for a living. So just like, you know, everybody's seen them pictures. So I don't need to ask for like, yo, let me see what you look like. Like, I can go on Instagram and see this. So anywho, another thing about pictures, about when it comes to consent, you know. You go, you know, it's never okay to send unwanted sex, you know, even to long-term partners. So you can't just randomly send your a dick pic. Depending who you with, because some people may like that shit.
Exactly.
You can't just randomly just be sending, like, here's a picture of my bush. Boom.
Whoa.
You know?
No, I mean, wait.
No. Let's remove that.
That is, yes. Yes. Hey,
listen, I was with it until you mentioned the bush.
It might not even be the bush.
No, we're not going
to have it. Might be shaved clean.
Oh, wait, I'm not shoving all on you. That was a twist.
I mean, it doesn't even have to be completely shaved.
I remember
shaved,
the thousands to the millions of them. Listen. In a phone.
Listen.
I ran out of data.
You take that bush. Call a gardener.
I ran out of storage space.
Just make sure it's okay if your partner... If it's cool to be, you know, sexing them, you know, like, you know, active is okay, you know, but like, hey, I mean, you know, you got me hot and frisky right now, you know, you want to see what you got me feeling like right now, you know?
Yeah.
Now, me, I'm a gift type of guy. I'll send a gift of what you got me feeling like. You know, like, I don't know, one time I was talking to a girl, and she was just sending me a whole bunch of Rihanna gifts and shit, Rihanna shaking her thing, and I'm just like, ooh, girl, you know, you giving me wild, wild thoughts, you know? And then I was just like...
Good cover.
You know, and then I sent a video of me dancing to Wild Thoughts. It got embarrassing.
Wow, everybody, if you want to see that video, give more than 100 likes and thumbs up, and we will definitely put it on the next week's of Birds and the Bees. Live podcast, look, I swear to you.
This turn left so quick. Like, so fast. Like, how did we get from naked pictures to Rihanna going, wow?
Because it's somebody trying to show their way of saying, she got me feeling this way.
Well,
but technically speaking, Rihanna got him feeling that way.
Exactly, but she's like, I'm feeling,
I mean, she,
like this,
you know, I was thinking of her. Do what Rihanna was doing.
Yeah, see?
You know,
see.
But, you know, when it comes to, you know, photos, you know, just like any other kind of sex or, you know, digital sexual interactions, you know, it should feel exciting, should feel comfortable, it should feel safe for everyone involved. You know, you don't want to send somebody something that make them scared to touch their phone after that. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
I've been there. Like, my phone would ring and it's like, damn it, please don't be this person. Damn it, please don't say picture image. Damn it. No. Then you get another text that says, hey, did you get my picture? No, I didn't. Sorry. Nope.
Delete. As soon as the picture comes up, delete. Reject. Oh,
If someone say no to sending a new photo, definitely respect their choice and move on. When I was younger, I would, you know, acquire for these type of photos. But the older I got, you know, I realized...
They're all the fucking same.
They're all the same. Whoa, 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 whoa.
What you mean?
They're all the same. And I have the internet. I have Pornhub. I have Xvideos. I have, you know, everything. Literally, there's a site called TubeGalore.com, and this is not a sponsorship for any of them, so fuck them. Unless they want to give us a check, they cut the check. But, you know, there's just too much porn on the internet for me to sit there and go, hey, girl, send me your tits. Like, I can find some titties.
It's so
I can find some titties.
It's so bad to the point that before...
I can find titties on Instagram.
When you used to go on, like, these porn sites, the first thing that popped up was what? Hey, it must be 18 years or older to continue. Right? And then it'll give you the option, exit or continue. Nowadays, they just take you straight to the point. By all means, listen, what type of shit you want? You want some BBW, some cream pie? Like, what's up? We got it all for you, baby.
A to Z, we got countries.
We
got flavors.
Everything.
Nationalities.
Like, they don't even ask you, like, how old you are anymore. It's just like, by all means.
Oh God, the numbers.
Like, especially because of social media, there's no reason for me to be asking a girl like, "Hey man, let me see how you look naked." Especially if I've already seen her naked. My mental image is so good, I can see that shit in my sleep. I just need to see it in person once, and I'm like, I got it. I know what it looked like. It's okay, you know. And plus, if you ask me, and maybe just because I'm a filmmaker and an artist myself, but you know. Those photos are never as good as what it is in person. You know, what's in person is always better. You know, no matter what video photo you got, it will never look as good as what's in front of you.
Yeah, I know.
All you got is visual memory. That's all that stuff is. But, you know, never pressure or guilt someone to send some photos. Like, come on now.
Oh, hell yeah, female good.
Whoa! I'm sorry. That was a natural reaction.
Yeah, I know. Oops.
But what do you call it? When I was younger, a lot of girls were the first ones that started off with me going, "Hey, send me a photo." And I'm like, "Hey, why you want me to send you a photo all willy nilly?" They're like, "Come on, send me a photo." And then, you know, when I was younger, I would try to hide it. I'd just send a photo of it inside. My boxes, but not out the boxes. And then, you know, the older I got, eventually I got it out the boxes. And then eventually after that, I actually, you know, just start looking for angles and, you know.
You gotta get this just right.
Right, look for a different way for scale the size, you know, like, you know. Because you take it the wrong angle, you know, it can look pretty small. But, you know, you're taking the right angle, make sure there's something that's close to it so they can get a good measurement to the photo. Like, oh, okay, that's that big, okay.
I can't.
You know? Bananas don't always work because there's such thing as small bananas. So, you know, you can kind of trick, you know, if you put a tiny banana next to it, would it work? So that's after a while I realized bananas were never the best part to try to scale it with, you know. And rulers are just tacky because you can just type in a size if you're going to do all that. But, yeah, you know, but I always like to be creative. You know, just find things, you know, like a stick of gum. You know, things, you know, you can find things that, you know, you can really scale the size. Like, oh, you know, put it next to a phone. Like, god damn, that's bigger than a phone. Like, you know, just the little things. The little things.
Just right.
Right? But, you know, when somebody tells you no, just be like, cool, I can't wait for a date Saturday. I can just wait to see you. You know, well, don't say that. This way, I just can't wait to see you.
Whoa.
Did he just say what I thought he said?
That would get your date canceled. I will tell you that. Just remember, you know, if someone shares a new photo with you, don't share it with anyone. You know, sharing intimate photos with someone that weren't meant to see other, you know, for other people to see is a violation of trust and could be illegal. You know, there's such thing called as revenge porn, and people have gone to jail for that. So, you know, it could be also a crime to store or share the sexual photos of someone under 18 if you're also under 18. And, you know, when I was under 18, I definitely had a lot of nasty stuff that I've shot. And I'm pretty hoping that my exes got rid of those stuff. Because I'm like, that got to be illegal. Cause
I definitely got rid of my shit. I was
like that got to be illegal footage. We were both 17 in that video. That got to be illegal. So, if you're listening, girl, burn that shit.
If you lost everything, just
die. Right? Like, if you don't have it no more, perfect. But if you do have a that DVD still, burn that shit.
You put it on a
DVD?
Yeah.
Negro!
Yeah,
wait,
man.
Time out. You know what? That's my fault.
Why?
That's my fault. I should have realized who I was talking to. I apologize.
Nah, I didn't think we could put it on a DVD.
Yeah, it was a collection of our sex tapes.
He made a...
We did it we was doing it from 17 to 19, so there was a lot of time we did it on camera in between that time.
Oh, my God.
At one point, it's when we first did it, the first time we did it, then, when we'd be in the ventures, like in the shower.
Congratulations.
And then, we did the one when we did our anniversary, and then, there was the one when we were doing role play, and, there was a couple of videos on there. And then she went out of town to St. Croix, and then, I burned her a copy, and... We broke up when she went out there. And
another islander.
So now,
I have a question for you, sir.
Uh-huh.
So, how does it feel being a porn star for, like, those couple years? Like, feels
good? I enjoyed the shit out of it, man. I'm not gonna lie. But the thing is, we were a different type of people. Because we showed it. We let other people watch it.
Oh, my God!
Like, if we knew that Pornhub and stuff would have been coming in the future, would allow you to, like, make money off your sex tapes online, I'm sure we would have went that direction. We would have probably sold our sex tapes, you know?
You probably would have made at least, I wouldn't even been seeing you right now. You'd been gone. That should have been overseas.
I'm not going to lie.
Your mama would have been shooting.
I'm not going to lie. It was probably one of the most proudest productions I've ever had. Like, I'm not going to lie to you guys. You know?
That's what I'm talking about.
I'm not gonna lie to you guys.
Back on topic. That was good. That was good consent right there. That's what I'm talking about.
Yes, we had consent about sharing this footage. So yes.
It was on equal terms. They both did it. Thank you.
Yeah, but we never put it on the internet. So if I ever catch it on the internet, I know she did it because I never post that shit anywhere on the web.
And that's honesty. That's you. There's not a lot of men like you like that. That's good. Ouch.
Yeah, that's better than I can say, because I would have been the first one on Pornhub. Like, where my money?
I don't know, she got kids and shit now, so I ain't like her. Because kids will find footage of their parents fucking online.
Oh, God. Oh, shit.
So I always get consent when it comes to footage.
There
and anything when it comes to sex. What, you mean sex tape?
Yeah,
Cameron Diaz? Yeah, I didn't see it yet.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
It was... I think I got.
So Harley, you had notes on consent, right?
On sexual consent?
Yes.
Oh, let's talk about it.
All
right. We were mostly just talking about digital and phone and texting consent, but just sex, in general. What I've come to realize, dudes don't always know when they've gotten consent during sex. You know, they think they had sex, that means the girl gave them consent. They don't realize that sometimes girls just, get caught up in a moment and get scared, or, there's different reasons why they'll have sex, but it doesn't mean there was really consent. You know what I mean?
And that's the thin line between rape and actual...
consensual sex, yeah.
Yeah.
It's a very thin line.
It's a very fucking thin line.
Very thin line, dudes. You guys don't even understand how thin that line is.
I ain't gonna lie, that's what stopped me from actually having sex with some women. Like, literally, like, yo, you gotta give me, consent.
Yeah, you gotta, sometimes, literally, be like, yo, hey, we doing this, right? Like,
are we, and she'd be like,
you don't wanna do this?
Like, I remember one time I turned down a girl being naked, and I'm like, yo, are we down with this? And she told me no everywhere. Like, literally, I said, yo, we gonna do this in the kitchen? No? Okay. Yo, your room? Nah. Living room? Couch? Nah. I'm good with the floor.
No, that just sounds
bad. That sounds like
you're
kidding.
But right? Nah, it's not thirsty because.
That didn't even sound like
she said no from the very beginning.
No. She didn't say
we hear two different stories. I'm thinking it sounded like to me, though, like, y'all, that wasn't even about consent. She was just trying to find a good spot for y'all to fuck. That didn't even really sound like she was dubbing him.
Because within it, her roommate came out pissed off, like. So I don't know what the fuck happened. So I was in limbo, and then that's when I was like, yo, why am I here? I could be somewhere else and I could still be partying. This is when it was my partying days. And I was like, oh, so we about this? And then she told me no for everything else. I'm like, why are you naked in front of me then? You want me to attack? Nah. Dub. I need consent.
I'm so confused.
I get it. You get it, but they're not really about consent because she's naked. That's not, you know, she kind of was giving it.
That's what I'm confused about.
Because like, it's different from like if you was taking off her clothes and she's like, "Yo, I'm not with it." You know what I mean?
Yeah, and then
that's what I'm talking about. Because there's been like,
she was like, "Yo, you want to sleep? I know your time." I'm like, "Are we doing this or what?" I'm here for a reason, right? And then she was like, "Yeah, have sleep." I'm like, "All right, I'm out." I don't know, like, there's a thin line, and I was so confused, but I was so drunk.
There's so much confusion
about that story, just period. I feel like I'm drunk. There's a lot going on.
I don't know if the fear took over in me.
I don't think that's the situation I'm comparing to when I'm saying when a guy needs to confirm he's getting consent to have sex. You know, because... All right, you know what? Let's Harley, get back to your list. We'll find out.
I feel some type of way about what you just said. Like, I'm trying to...
Understand it?
Yeah.
Don't. I didn't understand that day neither.
We'll get back there. But let's finish with your list.
All right, so sexual consent is an agreement to participate in a sexual activity. Without consent, sexual activity, including oral sex, genital touching, and vaginal or anal penetration, is sexual assault or rape. The age of consent in the United States ranges from 14 years old to 18, which I found not for nothing, like, weird. Like, who would want to have sex with a 14-year-old?
Right.
Like, that's just... Okay. In New York, however, the age of consent is 17 years old.
Hey, that's when I lost my virginity.
17?
At 17, yep. Look at me following rules out here.
I give you props.
I did it right, y'all. Not the guy I lost my virginity with, I can't speak on. But I did it right, y'all.
I give you props,
because
I lost mine at, what, like, 15?
Maybe not. So. I think the girl I lost it to, she lost it to, she was like 12, 13, so. You know, she's from the Virgin Islands, though.
I know one person that lost his virginity when he was 8.
That happens, yeah, I've heard. And that's supposed to be happening, though.
With his babysitter. I was like, what?
Jesus.
What?
I don't understand how that works. I'm sorry. I don't understand how that works.
I can't understand how it works.
Now, granted, having been an eight-year-old 20 years ago,
rock.
I do know my dick was getting hard at a very young age. So, but I just don't understand how a woman would find an eight-year-old attractive. Like, ooh, look at that little boy, Jimmy, down the block. Oh boy! Oh, I gotta play double dutch with them girls. Oh, like I just don't see it. I don't see how that works. Maybe they're just fucking thirsty and they're like, "Oh, there's a dick somewhere in this house." I don't get it. I'm just very confused by it. I don't know.
Even some of these movies have fucked up storylines. Next,
Antoine Fisher is about that. I think was Antoine Fisher about a boy who got raped by the babysitter?
I don't know.
I didn't watch the movie. Mm. I don't know.
I can't remember. I know, what was it, Silent Night? It was one of the Santa Claus movies.
It was a horror shit.
What? The storyline, you didn't...
I'm talking about true stories. You come in here, the horror movies take place on Christmas.
Nah, I said that's some shit like that. Not like that. What next?
Yes, back to the list.
Alright, some things to remember about consent, consent is freely given, meaning that it is a choice that you make without pressure, manipulation, or under the influence of drug and alcohol, which is actually really important to remember.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, if you drugged up, like, if you high,
right,
or you drunk, like, you not making logical decisions. Like,
I don't have sex with people for the first time under the influence, because I feel like there's no way that, you know, I have a proper consent. Like, especially me, because I like the build up where it's, you know, those text messages, you know, the build up flirt, you know, to that moment.
Yep.
You know, that, you know, I like, so this, for me, it's always about going that way about it. Because if you know, one night stands, you know, a person you just met 10, 15 minutes ago, you know, that doesn't always sound like a good idea to me. Especially, you don't know who you're dealing with. You know,
mm-hmm.
You don't want to be just running up on it inside anybody.
Listen, I was young. Mm-hmm. Shit happens.
Mm-hmm.
It was lovely. I was so proud of myself.
I bet.
So many dings. Next on the list, please.
Consent is reversible, meaning that anyone can change their mind about what they feel like doing anytime, even if they've done it before. Consent is informed. You can only consent to something if you have a full story. For example, if Frenchie says he's going to use a condom but doesn't, that isn't full consent.
Okay. That makes... Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't, people don't do that.
Yeah.
Because sometimes a girl could be trying to save your life.
That's a fact.
A girl can be fucking, you know, she can have something and be like, yo, wear a condom. You're like, yeah, all right. Mm-hmm. And then boom, now your ass got full-blown AIDS.
Well, I ain't saying
all
that.
I mean, I could have said, you know, herpes, gonorrhea. But, you know, I had to hit it home. Like, guys, boom, AIDS, that happens. It fucking happens.
No, it does.
Don't play that shit. Put on the condoms, people.
What else? Consent is enthusiastic, meaning only do stuff you want to do, not what you feel is expected. Which I'm not gonna lie, like I've been in situations like that where it's like I felt like I had to have sex with somebody because it's just like, yo, come on, like we can do this, like, yo, it's just me and you, like no matter what, like I'm not gonna tell nobody. It's just like, oh my nigga, like you just keep pressuring, and it's happened where it's just been like, all right, man, like shut the fuck up, right. Like yeah, it's. If I would have known then what I know now, mm-hmm. I would have, you know.
Most of my homegirls, when I talk to them about the dates of going Tinder, they always tell me they fuck on the first date because it's expected.
Oh, no, that's
all right. Yeah. And like, you know, and, but they're young, you know, 23 and up. So just like, you'll figure this out.
Lastly, consent is specific. Saying yes to one thing, like making out, does not mean yes to others, like having sex.
Right.
It's just kind of, you know, basically common sense.
Yeah. Oh, no, it's not. Because when I was younger, I always thought making out would lead to sex. And, you know.
Oh, no, not me. You see, when I've been in certain situations. So, when I say no, mm-hmm. and, like, I mean no,
mm-hmm.
like, it's just like you got, like, literally a couple of seconds to get off of me
mm-hmm.
before I get real violent. But that's just me.
Right.
Dinosaur from freaking Jurassic Park, T-Rex screams out of nowhere.
Now, fellas, it's important to understand that not every girl, you know, are vocal when it comes to being able to say no. And, you know, they could, you know, freeze. They, you know, they could be in a total shock. With, you know, I'm trying to find a proper word for it. Basically, you know, you think they're giving you the okay, but that does not mean they're giving you the okay. They just don't know how to verbally or, you know, physically... you know, express to you to fucking stop, you know, especially if you're kissing all the good spots, the G spots and all. You know?
Time out.
If I let you get that close, like, the consent is kind of there, right? Like, what you mean?
Yeah.
I like to elbow the ass right before right before I pull off the panties, you know, I gotta give her the look in the eye, give her that one kiss.
Why?
And be like,
look, I did it.
You with it?
Why? Why? You right there already. Like,
just in case.
Listen.
Just in case. Because, you know, because you know, afterwards, you'll be like, man, I didn't even want to do it anyway. Why did you do this now? I didn't feel like doing all of that. Now you got me in here. I can't walk. I got to spend the night now. You better call some food over because I ain't going nowhere now.
I'm happy that you don't do that.
What?
I am happy that you don't. See, you just get straight to the point. You don't sit there and ask like,
but see, y'all in a relationship, it don't matter. Though.
There's times where I do not want to have sex.
Uh-huh.
There's times that Frenchie doesn't want to have sex, and it's like, yo, babe, come on. And it's just like, yo, get off of me. Like, though, that's a moment of consent. Like, I'm telling you, no. Uh-huh. What we have to do, we gotta turn around, be pissed off, and go to sleep mad.
As a single man, I have to try to get consent at all times. Yes, I can't just assume. Yes. Because we'll meet her fucking all the time. This I can. I don't have to ask her at this present moment, you know, even though I know I'm hitting the G-spots. I know she getting weak at the knees. I know she getting wet. I still gotta ask her one time. You with it? Like, just to be sure. And usually, you know, it's not like she won't have to sit there and go, yes. You know, it'll just be a simple nod of the head. Like, go ahead, you know, keep going. You know, that's all I need. Just that simple gesture, like, You know, wrap her arms around my neck. Boom, we in there. Let's do this. We in there.
I can't.
There's no simple gestures.
I can't tell you nothing about the porn star here, man. I can't be honest with this guy.
Okay. I go. Body language is everything to me. I need those gestures to understand.
Yes, it's a right thing because, like we said, it's a thin line.
Very thin
between
line
between consent and rape.
Yep. Very thin
especially
line.
Especially if you're single. Mm-hmm. See, I have you.
Right.
No consent. No, just let this happen.
It is no longer sex, that is rape. When I say no, it is no.
Yeah, when a girl says no, girl, no means no.
No.
No means no.
She acts like she's mad, that's why she's smiling. If y'all can see her face right now, she's smiling.
I'm not doing anything. Because
she knows.
I'm not doing anything.
Because she knows, ladies and gentlemen. She'd be saying, no. And then after, when I'd be like, all right, whatever. She'd be like, listen, this is exactly what I wanted. I want you to keep going. It's a role-playing thing, isn't it?
See, there's a difference. There's a difference between role-playing and saying no and really meaning no.
Yeah, because I know her.
I know. You know her, but I'm telling other fellas, like, you just got to make sure you know the difference when they're putting the shy girl, playing hard to get act, and when they really mean no. I mean, no. You know, there's a difference.
No.
There's a difference.
They slammed the door in your face.
When they're just trying to at least try to act like they put up a fight so they can say they put up a fight. Then there's a time when they really are putting up a fight. It literally means no. You know, and they're just not loud enough to scream it or fight. So you gotta know the difference. Be careful out there. But Frenchie, you had something you wanted to teach the fellas before we get out of here, right? You had some tips and stuff, right?
There's one tip would be experimenting with engaging.
Experiment with edging?
Oh, wait, edging. I'm sorry. Smacked.
Experiment with edging? Yeah. Please explain experiment with edging.
Another way to make sex last longer, train yourself to delay your orgasm while you're masturbating. Edging.
Wait. So you train yourself to last longer when delay your orgasm through masturbation. And the form is called edging, right?
Yes.
So the edging, that sounds familiar. So what is the act of edging?
The act of edging is bringing yourself to the brink of orgasm, then stopping all sexual.
Oh, so basically, you're whacking off, and then when you're about to bust a nut, you stop.
Yes.
And that will help you delay.
Yes.
Yes, that is very true. I think I read something like that when I was younger. Well, when I was talking,
it has
about,
been done.
I was reading something about like training your PC muscles. I think they were called, and
I think it was something like that.
Well, here's what I think. I will tell you guys: not all girls like delay fucking sex, okay? Because I've done some girls that I was like, "Come on, can we end this already? It's been 40 minutes. It's been 40 minutes. I'm hot. I'm sweaty.
Yo,
I just want
to.
Supposed to go the distance."
Can I go to work? Can I feed the kids? Can I do that?
Some girls are with it, some are not. So just be careful with the delay stuff, guys, because I've done some stuff where I'm like, oh, I want to hold on to this. And she's just like, no. Okay, let's wrap this up. Let's wrap this
thing
up.
Some of us don't know what quickies are.
Right? Yeah. My quickie's 30 minutes, okay?
Some quickies is an hour. And sometimes 3 days.
So, you know, get consent with your partner about how long you want this thing to be delayed or not. Like,
I'm not doing this edging bullshit.
Time out.
I'm doing it.
Time out.
I'm not doing it.
Hate
nope.
to tell you this.
Nope.
It's
nope.
Time out.
Nope.
I don't need to edge.
Nope.
I edged when I was 21. Almost a decade of going edging.
No.
Oh wait. Do you want to tell? Oh God, the story. Never mind. Let's keep it going.
No.
Well, I'm sure there's a lot of other things you guys can do to train yourself with edging, so you guys can physically do it with your hand, or you can go kickingcandyonline.com and get yourself one of these strokers, get yourself one of these, you know,
pocket pussies,
you know, pocket pussy fleshlights, you know,
toys for the penis,
right? And you know, you can practice it with that, and then just remember to, you know, pull out and not bust that nut, you know, and chain that delay reaction, you know.
Or you could get your favorite condoms. Say favorite type of condoms plus lubrication. off of kingofcandyonline.com.
Yeah, I think it'd actually be smart to wear a condom when you're using those devices, because it's probably less stuff to clean up afterwards. You know what I mean? Probably.
It's actually best to use them, especially with devices that vibrate or like has batteries, because they tend to explode and the acids can get into
there's a whole type of shit.
Yeah.
What?
Like the condoms on the toys, like it's always best to still clean the toys afterwards,
right?
And stuff like that. So,
That's for women too.
Yeah. Oh hell yeah. You wanna know why? Like I know some females like put their dildos in the dishwasher and shit.
What?
Yes.
What?
It has happened.
All right.
Whoa.
I know you're stuck.
With their dishes.
All right.
Hey. People are weird.
So you put the juices
of what the fuck's in your body on your dishes.
On your dishes, and then feed it to other people.
Yes, like, people are weird like that.
Please enjoy this salmon.
I know some females.
I really put my foot in it. Like, some of the corners. Damn. No, that's not all she put in it.
Got that flavor.
She got all of her in that. All of her. All of her insides in there.
I hope you've never taken me to any of these individuals.
Hell no.
Okay, just making sure.
Just letting you know.
I just gotta make sure, because you know, next time we do, if that was the case, I would definitely ask around.
Would you think they would be in New York?
Plastic plates.
This was out of state.
That's just wrong.
So, to remember, guys, to recap today's episode, please remember to get consent for every, you know, whether it's sex, sexting, sending photos, videos, you know, just even sending, you know, random texts and phone calls, you know, get consent for everything you do. Do not put your sexual things inside your dishwasher.
That's disgusting and is not approved by the Department of Health.
And then, you know, that's pretty much it. Yeah.
Oh, wait. Quick question. What about the email? Nobody sent no emails in?
There's no email. Guys, send us emails so we can answer you guys on what, you know, whatever you want to know, whatever you guys need to ask.
Kinky stories.
Right? Like, cause, you know, even if it's not a question, if you got a story you want to tell us, you know, you got confessions you want to confess to us, you know, we're here for you guys, you know, so... Reach out to us. We on the Birds and the Bees on Twitter. You know, that's Birds and the Bees with a Z at the end of it. On Twitter. And, you know, make sure you look out to our sponsors, KinkyCandyOnline.com. You know, it's Easter coming up, so I'm sure they got an Easter sale coming up. So make sure.
Easter Bunny.
Right?
Hold up. That's going to be good for Kinky History. The history of next.
Of Easter?
Yeah.
Yeah, that makes sense.
And guess what? The Roman one is funny, isn't it?
Yeah, there's a lot of sex involved in their Easter. Oh. There's a lot of sex in their Easter.
Tune in on the next.
Kinky Kid.
Oh, yeah. No, Birds and the Bees. Sponsored by Kinky Candy.
I was going to say, tune into the next Kinky History at the Birds and the Bees. But close enough. Until next time, y'all. Much love. God bless. Two pieces of chicken grease. We'll see y'all later.
Later.
Good night.